the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish.
Hey, we're back, folks.
From dusk till dawn.
And the let's go now. This is a I was mentioning that the president here, you know, if anybody who could get to the ear of the president, and if we, just we, as the Trump audience, Trump supporters, we want, Mr. President, we want you to have your own social media. We really, that would be far preferable to you joining somebody else's existing social network that's full of all kinds of warts. Now, if you can find one that's really clean, where you're not going to be tarred and feathered with other garbage that goes on the website, I would just start your own social media, and it'll be a giant. The president may never have started a website, doesn't know how easy it is to do, how simple, how cheap. He would be an instant overnight success. He would have millions upon millions of subscribers overnight. The software isn't difficult. He could get some open source software for a social media online thing. He's actually better off not being, you know, in among, because this is what the enemy does. The enemy will recruit a guy like the guy with the buffalo horns. Let's say the president joins somebody else's website. He tremendously loses control there. He's now subject to the whims of whoever the owner is. You know, could be some kind of whack job, could be gotten to by the FBI or some other nefarious agency. But they'll recruit a guy like Mr. Buffalo Horns, throw him in there. They'll do false flag operations that they fund and organize and encourage. And then, whoa, look, you're on the same forum as Mr. Buffalo Horns, or, you know, name your favorite whack job. Of course, the president has nothing to do with that. But the only way to steer clear of it completely is have your own website, have your own social media platform that will instantly have huge success. Enormous success, and you have some control. When Mr. Buffalo Horns, the whack job, shows up on your website, you chuck him out. As soon as you get a whiff of what he's all about, you show him the door. That's the way to do it. Build your own website, build your own media platform. We'll all join it. We'll all comment on it and read your stuff, and the it'll be your website. Do it. Do it immediately. It's not expensive. And these, now let me clarify something. Some of you may have heard that the president is posting on Gab. And that's actually false information. He's not posting on Gab. And that was clarified by the owner of Gab, who does appear himself to be a whack job. You don't want to go on that website. And he actually gave the facts. The owner, he said, no, the president doesn't post on Gab. We repost. What's the word? There's a word for it. We mirror. That's the verb. We mirror posts that the president makes elsewhere. And then we post them. And then that's easy for people to think, oh, the president is posting at Gab. No, he's not. They're mirroring his posts elsewhere. Now, let me go to one of those writings by the president. Here it is right here. Remember, my lead story tonight was the unforgivable canceling of the magnificent Lou Dobbs show. So here's a great story on Breitbart. Donald Trump backs Lou Dobbs after Fox ends program. Quote, nobody loves America more, unquote. President Donald Trump reacted to the news Friday that Fox Business had decided to end Lou Dobbs' evening program. Quote, Lou Dobbs is and was great, unquote, Trump wrote in a statement. Quote, nobody loves America more than Lou. He had a large and loyal following that will be watching closely, listen up, for his next move, and that following includes me, unquote. Me being Donald John Trump. So you can read a lot into that. His next move, meaning there is going to be a next move. I'm going to be on board. I'm Donald Trump. I'm hearing Trump Network. Trump was a huge, huge fan of Dobbs and frequently appeared on his show as president. During his presidency, Trump even called Dobbs for advice on important issues. Fox News confirmed Friday evening that Dobbs's program, Lou Dobbs Tonight, would be canceled, even though it is the highest rated show on the network. Dobbs began his career at CNN in 1980. They kicked him out of CNN. And he not only began his career there, he was one of the founders and moved to Fox Business in 2011. He's got an amazing career. That'll be a show for another time. Dobbs is one of the original conservative populists, frequently speaking about the importance of blocking bad international trade deals, strengthening manufacturing in the United States, and limiting illegal immigration to preserve jobs for American citizens. Fox's announcement took place after Smartmatic, these are the people, the parent company, I believe, behind Dominion voting machines, after Smartmatic filed a $2.7 billion lawsuit on Thursday accusing Lou Dobbs and other Fox News hosts of defaming their company by questioning the vote counting process in the 2020 election. Now, just to little flesh that out a little bit, Rudy Giuliani is one of the people named in the lawsuit by Smartmatic. Now, for most people, you know, that's terrifying, a $2.7 billion lawsuit, which, remember, this is called lawfare. That's a mix of the word warfare with law. Lawfare is that you terrorize somebody by saying, I'm going to take you into this. And remember, going into the courts is not a pretty picture here, because most of the courts are what? Totally corrupt. So the little guy, the patriot guy, the not corrupt guy, can get pretty roughly handled in a court. So $2.7 billion lawsuit. Rudy Giuliani is one of the defendants in that lawsuit. And Rudy Giuliani, I like the way this guy's got some fight in him, Rudy Giuliani. He says, hey, that's fine with me. That's just fine with me. That's just peachy. They want to sue me for $2.7 billion. All right. I'll call your $2.7 billion and raise you. Because when they sue Rudy Giuliani, he's not intimidated. When they sue him, what does that do? What does that open up to him as an attorney, as a brilliant attorney? Bingo, the engineers got it, folks. Discovery. He gets to pull Dominion and Smartmatic's pants down around their ankles, and we get to see what's really there, and it's going to be ugly. So he's saying, okay, go ahead, sue me. I'll hit you with discovery. I'm going to find your records. I'm going to get your logs. I'm going to get to the inside scoop on your machines. I'm going to get testimony from your employees. So be careful what you wish for. So that's an intimidation effort by Dominion and Smartmatic. And of course, there you go. So that's the sequence of events there at Fox. And I'm going to have a real interesting, there'll be a lot of interesting news to cover in our weekly cycle now. next Sunday, we're going to cover what happened in the impeachment trial. We cover how the Patriot host Fox, you know, Hannity, Carlson, Ingram, Pirro, Bartiromo, Levin. Did I exhaust the list? I pretty much did. How will they react to the stab in the back of Dobbs by the Murdochs? So I want to hear what your reaction is. We'll see next week. I'm not demanding anything in particular of them. I mean, but I really am interested to see how they handle the departure of Dobbs. So there you go. That's that announcement. The president backing up Lou Dobbs. He is and was great. Nobody loves America more. Large and loyal following. That includes all of us. And we will be watching closely for his next move. And that includes me. So we'll be talking next week. We'll be talking about, we'll probably have some insight into the president's next moves, which will probably be very similar to Lou Dobbs' next moves. So there's a story there. All right. I don't see any phone calls right now, but if you get a hankering to call. The engineer is Kelso. He needs new glasses. Yeah, I got four. John in Missouri. Oh, I love this. John in Missouri. He's our lead call. Then Pat in Fort Worth, Melissa in Maryland, and Wayne in Texas. Oh, starting strong with John and ending strong with Wayne. Hang in there, Wayne. We'll get to you. John in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hi, James. I'd called when you were talking about that Cheney woman. She's a perfect example of why people want to stay away from the Republican Party. She's a turncoat. She'll go anywhere where the wind's blowing right for her. Anyway. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, and remember, she's up to her eyeballs in her father's crimes. So, you know, her father is a mass murderer. You know, there are numerous hundreds of thousands of Iraqis who can thank Dick Cheney for the fact that they're dead. And
well, that's true. And here's what surprises me is people voted that woman in because of her name.
Correct.
You know, too many politicians are voted in because of their name. It's not that they have any sense that they've ever done anything. The woman's done nothing.
Yeah.
Another one
who fits that same description is Mitt Romney. The Romney
name. Yeah, he came in on his father's coattails.
Absolutely.
He's a nothing. Talk about right. A spineless jellyfish. I mean, a jellyfish has more backbone than that man does.
Yeah. Now, I actually got to meet Mitt Romney at the Republican straw poll in Ames, Iowa in 2007. Romney and his wife. But I was there to cheer on Ron Paul. But Romney, some of you have to be really old to remember this, folks. But George Romney, there's a flash from the past. If you can remember that name, folks, you're old. George Romney, correct me if I'm wrong, folks, he was the Romney that made the big splash with the Romney name in Mormon circles. He was the governor of Michigan. And his son is Mitt Romney. And so when George Romney, he made such a big splash politically. I forget what he did with presidential aspirations. But so the name Romney became 24 karat gold in the world of Latter-day Saints, which is the Mormons. And so Mitt Romney surfed on his dad's fame, just as Liz Cheney surfed in on her horrible father's fame. And that's why the good people of Utah, which is Trump country, and the good people of Wyoming, Trump country, they ended up actually electing both Romney and Liz Cheney. But now that was just a distraction there from your great commentary, John. Carry on.
Well, I don't know how much great commentary I have here, James. As far as that social media, Donald, I've personally never been on. This is as social a media as I've ever been on. Right here, RBN, but Donald, he'll probably be successful at it. That's what this country needed, I guess, if people want to do that social thing. I'm just a Midwest farmer, James. I'm just a salt of the earth kind of guy. But
well, you know what we
I don't like the way our country's going. I can't believe the stuff I hear. You know, with Biden's and.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine why anybody would even vote for one of them.
Yeah, I know. It is getting surreal. Rand Paul was interviewing the Biden nominee for education secretary. I can't remember his name. Very forgettable person. And so Rand Paul said, now, what's this about the policy here? And you're going to be running you're going to be the top federal guy when it comes to schools in America. He said, what's this about the Biden executive order and the Biden policy mandating that it's perfectly okay? In fact, it's the law. You have to do it. You have to let biological males, otherwise known as boys, compete in sports against girls. And so Paul said, do you actually support that, Mr. Nominee? And the nominee, you know, he was squirming in his chair, but yes, he did. And Paul was going like, you know, this is sick. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Are you making this up? Because what's going on, and everybody knows this. And now this is one of our hopes, John, is that Biden is such a Looney Tune and all of the people around him are such whack jobs that he will put out a lot of policies like this, and America will just throw up. Because we're seeing it right now. You'll see video on TV, folks, of some dude, right, who calls himself a girl, who's a track star, beating the pants off of girls in a track meet, and taking the state championship. And these are girls who've been training. They've been working. They've been trying. They're the best in their state. Except here's this dude who's just running right by them, and he's going to take the championship. And this is perfectly fine. In fact, this is mandated by Joe, China Joe, loser Biden. Now, and Paul was just aghast at all this. Now, this is one of our hopes, John, is that they'll, like, canceling all these XL pipeline jobs. By the way, that pipeline, I think it actually runs through Missouri. I'm not sure. But if it doesn't, it runs right by you, I think maybe through Kansas. And that's just nuts. I mean, up here in North Dakota, we're all just, you know, we're throwing up. Because these are the best, hands down. Being a welder on the XL pipeline is the best, Keystone pipeline, is the best job in America. You're talking.
It certainly is a good one.
Well, how about 200 grand? You know, that's a heck of a job. And so, and there are thousands of these welders and other positions, and then all the many thousands of people in the economy that spins off of these welders on this pipeline and installers. And, you know, there's much more than welders. So this is nuts. This is nuts. That oil is black gold. That natural gas is black gold. That's
money. I'll tell you what, it makes my car run a lot better.
Yeah.
I don't want to put a windmill on the roof.
Yeah,
those people are just plain nutty.
Yeah.
Back to the athletes, James. I know some girl athletes. How about if these guys go out and the girls beat them? You know?
Well, yeah.
I know a couple female athletes, and they're good.
Of course they are. Of course they are. But, I mean, it's just... And by the way, speaking of nuttiness, these creeps in the demon rat party, they believe this stuff. They, ladies and gentlemen, we're not making this up. They don't want you to have an automobile. They don't want you to have a truck. Imagine a farmer without a truck. They don't want you to, they don't want you to ever fly in an airplane. They want airplanes to cease to exist.
Except until they come airplanes. Up with a.
Yeah, until they come up with a solar-powered airplane, they want you to No more air travel. Now, get this. It gets worse. It's amazing, folks. They want you. They don't want you to live in a single family home. Now, you know, you don't read their literature. You don't hang out with these creeps. So you think I'm making this up. No, there are all kinds of people at your local university who are being taught that living in single family homes is white racism. And we'll be back with more of that right after this.
James, I'm going to go. Thank you very much.
Okay, John's going. John's going. We're going to work our way to Wayne in Texas. We'll be right back, folks.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcast.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans.
I managed to unmute myself there. Sorry, I was talking to myself again. Yeah, he calls Mar-a-Lago his home. I used to live right next door to Mar-a-Lago. Not because I'm a mazillionaire, but I had my trailer. I was living in a trailer, a little one. You could look out the window pretty much and see Mar-a-Lago, that enormous American flag that Donald Trump put up there at Mar-a-Lago in defiance of the politically correct town council of Palm Beach. Tried to sue him, cite him with violations to take his flag down. He defied them, told him to shove it. And but Mar-a-Lago, it's that hyphenated word Mar means in Latin or Spanish, but Mar means sea. Ah means to, A, the letter A. And then Lago. Lago means what? Where have you seen that word before? Lagoon. Lagoon, which is the intracoastal waterway. So on one side of Donald Trump's property, which is the old, let me try to remember the name, it's a serial fortune woman who built that magnificent place as her home, and she sold it to Donald Trump. What was the name? Marjorie Post? I think I'm remembering it right. That was the Post estate, you know, like Post Toasties. And so every time you had some Post Toasties, you were helping to pay for her construction of Mar-a-Lago. Anyway, she sold it to Donald Trump. And it's on this little thin island, which is what Palm Beach is, which is one of the wealthiest places in the world. And on one side is the beautiful azure, crystal blue, snow white sand Atlantic. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh. And that's one side of his property. Then the property extends all the way across the little island, which is just a short walk, really, not much of a walk, to the other side, which is the intracoastal waterway, which you're familiar with if you've ever seen the Caribbean or Atlantic coast of Florida. It goes all the way over to Texas, actually. And that is also seawater. It's not wonderful azure blue like the Atlantic, but it's a place where everybody has their sailboat or their power boat at their docks. And that's what Donald Trump has at his docks on the other side of Mar-a-Lago. And but that's his home now. Thank goodness he's out of New York City. He gave up on New York. Thank you, Mr. President. Good move. And he never, this is a funny story about Donald Trump. Do you realize, I'll try to get my memory correct. I recently read a commentary by Donald Trump in which he was asked about his visits to Washington, D.C. And he revealed he had never stayed overnight one time. I don't think he had ever stayed overnight in Washington, D.C. one time. I may be misremembering. And then he said that I had only been down to Washington, D.C. from his then home in New York or in Florida 17 times. So he spent very, very little time in Washington, D.C. Interesting. Didn't know that. In other words, he has a natural repugnance, natural distaste for Washington, D.C. He didn't want to go there. Let's see. We were talking to John in Missouri. He was wonderful. Let me just skip here. Everybody, Pat in Fort Worth, Melissa in Maryland, everybody, hang on there. Let's go to Wayne in the great state of Texas. Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Hi, James. Thanks a lot for taking the call. And, yeah, very good show so far. I know you have a bunch of callers. I won't be too long. But I did want to bring up a few points here from the video that Mike Lindell put together. It's called Absolute Proof. And I think One American News is going to reshow it tonight at 7, then two or three times tomorrow. Okay.
I want to watch it. I tried to click on that link and I haven't seen it. I'm going to be sure to watch it. Give us a preview.
Sure. Yeah. Be sure to TiVo it because you're going to want to go back over it and stop and start it a few times, which is what I did. And I just have a few rough notes, so I'm not totally prepared, but I wanted to give folks enough knowledge so that they really are prepared to go see this thing. The way it's broken down is the first guy interviewed is Phil Waldron, Colonel Phil Waldron. He's a military cyber specialist. He concluded there were many vulnerabilities in the whole Dominion system, huge Chinese influence. Okay. About the 24-minute mark, a guy named Russ Raslin comes on. He's from the Dallas area, Allied Security Operations Group. And through his analysis, he has shown that a lot of the votes tabulated were eventually sent overseas. And 27 states use a system called Clarity CITL, Election News System. And I think with these, when it's sent overseas, this is where some of the manipulation can take place, and then they can reinsert some of the totals back into the voting systems for different counties and states, for that matter. So this is Russ Raslin talking. And then from there, he gets into that Antrim County in Michigan. And a couple of things he said there were very critical. He said that it had a very high error rate, you know, about 82%. Which historically 1% is what's normal. So with this high error rate, that means it's thrown into a basket where someone else decides what the person may have wanted to vote for. And this is kind of critical later on. I'll get to that in a second. But he just said there's a lot of adjudication in Michigan as well as Fulton County, Georgia, like 90-some percent in Georgia, which affect that result also. And then from there, he goes into the fact that on this, around the 43-minute mark, on this Clarity system, it has a feature called Q-Snatch. And let me find that real quick here. And with this Q-Snatch system, what it can do is it can go in and grab the login credentials from one of the counties or election precincts logging in. It grabs the credentials, can shuffle some of the votes around and make some changes, and then it can reinsert the totals back into the county system or, you know, precinct, whatever. So it's called Q-Snatch through the CITL system. From that scenario, there was a person by the name of Melissa Corona at the 105 mark, and she was hired by Dominion as an IT contractor. And she worked for, I think, over 20 hours straight in one of the precincts where it was tabulating machines, kind of a place where all the votes came together. She witnessed thousands of votes.
Don't let me interrupt you. Sure. Keep your thought, Wayne. But just on Melissa Corona, unless I'm misremembering, she might be the woman who is testifying before a state, like Senate committee, on the vote. And she was getting flack from one of the demon rats on that committee. And she, this Melissa looked at, who I believe now is running for Congress, by the way, that's good news. She looked at this person and she said, you know, my affidavit is sworn under oath, penalty of perjury. I can go to prison for lying. And then she she looked at this person that was giving her trouble and she said, how about you? Are you testifying under oath?
Hey, she's a pistol.
That's the best comeback. I'm going to use that someday. Someday. But go ahead.
But she tested, or so when she was Mike Lindell, she said that through her time there over those 20-plus hours, she saw thousands of votes come through that system. Every single one was for Joe Biden. Nothing for Trump at all. And this is at about the 105 mark, if someone wants to make a note of that. And then going into the 109 mark, this attorney from Michigan, Matt DiPerno, comes on. And he's one of the ones that really took a hard look at the Antrim County situation, because it was very weird, because Antrim County is typically a 65% Republican, 35% Democrat. It has been that way for many years. And when he looked at the results, he saw where they were completely flipped. So he started doing some research with some local people there. And here's what they came up with. In Antrim County, Biden originally got, I'm just going to do round figures here. Biden originally got 7,700 votes. But when they did a hand count, he dropped down to 5,900 for approximate difference of minus 1,800 votes. On the other side, originally Trump had 4,500. The hand count produced 9,700 for a net difference around 5,000. So taking those two numbers together, 7,000 votes flipped. This is one county, northern Michigan. And this Russ Raslin, who I mentioned before, he has information that there's two counties in Michigan that are worse than Antrim. So that's what I kept saying all along. I said, okay, we know Antrim is a big bust, so why not go after these other counties and see how bad it is? And then later on, they also figured out that the machine count was only around 12,000 votes. When they did the hand count, it added almost 3,700 votes to that total. So machine was roughly 3,700 votes short on the total versus the hand, which is, you know, obviously more accurate as time goes on here. So just a couple quick other notes here. He also went on to say that, you know, many people were talking about the fact that, well, why aren't these attorneys in different states and why aren't these state legislatures, like especially in Michigan, really going hard to contest this thing and get more sunshine on it. And he said that this Michigan Attorney General, I think her name is Nessel, he said that her warning was to all attorneys in Michigan that if they took on some of these these election lawsuits challenging the election, there would be up for disbarment. So I know there'd be a lot of state pressure put on the state bar, and you know how that would go. And then he also mentioned on a November 20, 21st Washington Post article, she even said that many Michigan state legislators were threatened with investigations and criminal sanctions would be sought against them if proven. So we all were wondering, well, why wasn't there more, legislators coming forward? Well, doggone, it was they were threatened with their livelihoods and who knows what else. So it's a very good part of the interview. And this fella, Matt DiPerno, comes on, I think, about the 105 mark. And I think he's really worth listening to. Last part of it was a lady named Mary Fanning, who's a researcher. And again, she had some very, very good charts and videos of how some of these votes were switched and how they were moved from China to, other place into our country, then switched over to the servers overseas. And from her analysis, she says 66% of the intrusions were from China. And she has a chart that shows IP addresses and everything about where the intrusion was and where it happened. So, again, there's so much information, it's hard to mention in a few minutes, but this whole thing is worth taking a look at. But I would say pad and pencil and note where different people come on, because when you want to pass it on to various other people, you can show them the markers along the video. It's about 2 hours total. So, yeah. But I thought it was so worthwhile that I wanted you to hear it.
Now, folks, let's all clap together here. Wayne, he gave you a great, that's a great research project there, Wayne, and he gave you even the timings on this. You're so valuable in doing this kind of thing for our audience, Wayne. And I'll be watching. Now, folks, this is the My Pillow guy, Mike Lindell. I've got four My Pillows myself, and I've met Mike Lindell personally at two Trump rallies, talked with him at one of them, and gotten a selfie picture with him at one rally. Mike Lindell is on fire. He is wonderful. And let me give you a little tidbit about Mike Lindell. Maybe you already heard this on this show. I don't know, Wayne. Mike Lindell was appearing as a guest on Newsmax. He was being interviewed. He was being featured. And there was the host that was interviewing him. He's jabbering along. And I forget the guy's name. He was a real zero, the host on Newsmax. And we find
he's
this
very
out
forgettable, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, I was under the impression that Newsmax is a patriot site and, it's good stuff there and so on. But I'll tell you what, my thoughts in that direction were shaken by what happened next. So Mike Lindell is talking, and then he starts to talk about the subject that he, as you've noted, Mike Lindell is Mr. Research. He is investing money and time and research in establishing that the election was a fraud. It was stolen. And you're also right. People are being threatened. You're not allowed to talk about this. You'll lose your law license. You'll be sued for $2.7 billion in a totally rigged judicial system. So Lindell is talking about, he starts to talk about the election was stolen. He starts to introduce, he's talking, and this host just barges in, just talks right over him, the way I talk over guests callers in the show. I apologize. He talks right over this Mike Lindell, who's an important guest. And then Lindell is trying to – he continues to talk and offer more evidence. The guy just keeps talking. He's clearly trying to make it impossible to hear Mike Lindell. Then the guy gets really desperate. He pulls a piece of paper out from under his desk, and he starts to read – right over Lindell. We at Newsmax have reviewed the data, and we agree. The election was fair. The accounting was complete. The election is finalized, and it should not be questioned. It's an actual statement he's reading from Newsmax right over Mike Lindell. Then Mike Lindell keeps adding more information and giving evidence. He won't be shut up. And that's what the kind of people that listen to this show and the real patriots are. They won't be shut up. So then the guy says, Mr. Producer, what can I do? How do I get out of here? And then, you're not going to believe this, he bounds, he leaps up out of his chair and runs off stage. And we're looking at an empty chair. Mike Lindell is now talking to an empty chair. And then they cut off Mike Lindell. But my point being this, folks, we don't have much in the way of media. We do not have much. Like you're thinking Newsmax, that's a good one. Well, they wouldn't let Mike Lindell, the man himself, a guy who has run tens of millions of dollars of ads on Patriot networks. This is one of the major funders of the right. He's a major funder of Donald Trump, a good friend of Donald Trump's. When I met him in Bemidji, Minnesota, he was one of the speakers on the stage with Donald Trump. Trump was saluting Mike Lindell. He's a big guy in our cause. And I think of him every night as I lay my head on my Mike Lindell, my pillow. Newsmax wouldn't even let Mike Lindell speak. And then they cut him off. So this is what's going on. And you know this, Wayne. This is the danger we face. And I'm using Lou Dobbs as the example here. The left is going wild. And they are doing anything they can to strangle us, to choke our ability to communicate. So, for instance, if you don't hear my voice, if you don't hear RBN, well, they would have done their job on RBN. You know, look at Alex Jones. He has no outlets anywhere. He has had to build his entire network standalone by himself, his own servers. And that may be where all of us have to go. You can't use any kind of a rented or a third party service, because they'll cancel you. They'll deplatform you. They will demonetize you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, again, I feel like you definitely in spot there. And just take it one step further. You know, the next day, Newsmax came out with a big apology to Mike Lindell.
Oh, they did. Oh, see, you're way ahead of me.
He definitely apologized.
So, yeah, we ought to put you
in. And
then
one last thing, you know, yeah. What's so critical here is everybody's talking about 2024, but if all this is true, and I think there's a lot of validity to everything we saw in this video, and I hope you see it soon, but there'll be no 2024 because they're going to refine this and make it even worse than ever. And I guarantee you, AOC and her friends are looking at it saying, I'm going to start my presidential run for 2024, like right now. And again, if the Republicans won't fight and people won't get this information out, then I don't see how it's ever going to be stopped, because it is so deep and wide-ranging that it's just beyond belief what they were able to pull off. So, but I'll get off, James, and let someone else get on.
Okay, Wayne. Well, thank you. Thank you, Wayne. Well, we can't have you on enough. I really appreciate it. And let me just mention, apropos of what Wayne just said, folks, it's so true. I saw a commentary yesterday somewhere in the diminishing patriot universe where somebody mentioned that back when I was a boy, back when Donald Trump was a boy, what was an election all about? What was it like? What was the atmosphere of an election? Well, you went down to your polling place, which would be like at the library, someplace like that. You went to your polling place and you cast your ballot. And who was sitting there? Who were the election workers in your polling place? Well, they were usually older people, retired people, seniors. And this person noted, in this election, where were the seniors? Were they at the polling places? No, they had been stampeded. They had been panicked that they were going to die. They were going to get the Black Plague. So you can't touch anybody. Don't breathe. Don't go into an establishment. Don't have Thanksgiving dinner with your family at home. Wash your hands every 15 seconds till they bleed. Wear three masks like Dr. Fauchenstein. So they weren't that at the polls. So guys like Mark Zuckerberg and George Soros and the rest of these billionaire traders, They surfed in on this, and they provided hundreds of millions of dollars to actually fund poll workers to pay for hotels, cars, meals, cash money. So in this election, it goes to what Wayne was saying. They've figured out now how to use Joe Stalin's axiom. It's not who votes, it's who counts the votes that counts. They figured this out, and they've nailed it. So in that Antrim County example that Wayne cited there from the Mike Lindell absolute proof of elections theft, that movie that I'm going to go find that, I'm going to watch that. But Antrim County, while he was talking, I was looking up Antrim County. That's in northern Michigan. Now, realize Antrim County, is this like some kind of a fluke where all the other counters, you know, like old people at the library, you know, truthfully counting the election? Because that's what, when I was a boy, there wasn't this kind of fraud. It existed as far back as JFK. It's known that the mafia in Chicago stole the election in Illinois for JFK, and that cost Richard Nixon the election in 1960. I was a junior high school student. I was 12 years old, and I was a Nixon supporter. But they've changed it. Elections weren't, it didn't, it wasn't this way when America was great again. Elections, you could count on them, that there was truthfulness in them. There, you know, there'd be theft, there'd be somebody would steal something, there'd be some fraud somewhere, but wholesale, so that a whole election gets flipped? No. And a national election gets flipped? No. But that's all changed. Because what they've realized is they're going to organize the poll workers. The poll workers nowadays are county workers. Demon rats, most of them. They're county workers. And they're being funded by George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of them. Now, get this. So I looked up Antrim County. And I want to make this point. This little county, it's a little county in rural Michigan and North Michigan. About 12. Okay, it only involved about 12 people. Had a change. Joe Biden was the big winner. Now, if they can pull that off in this little county, which is this county, you wouldn't expect this county to be totally corrupt. I'm making the point. They were able to corrupt this county, which is 96.8% white, 1% Native American, 1.7% Latino, and 0.2% black. That means 2 out of 1,000 Antrim County residents are black. But 96.8% of them, basically all of them, are white. And it's rural. This is the most uncorruptible county you could dream of. And yet they flipped it over totally. This is how bad it is. The only thing that's different about Antrim County is they got caught. Was it going on in other counties? You think George Soros was zeroing in on Antrim County? No. It was in every county. But in Antrim County, they got caught. My point being this, Mike Lindell is right. This election was stolen on a wholesale basis. Donald Trump won big, huge. He won. So, and then Wayne's subsequent point is right on. If this isn't fixed, we will never see another Patriot president in the United States. They will be counting the votes. They will be manufacturing the votes. They will be mailing out 300 million ballots every election. And then they will be doing what they want with them, loading them up in trucks, moving them from state to state, counting them as many times as they want, even on camera, counting them on video camera. There were three different cameras in that room in Georgia, three different views of the fraud going on. You could see them counting and recounting the hidden ballots under the table. But that doesn't constitute, according to Liz Cheney, there's no evidence of fraud, says Liz Cheney. You liar. And you're the chairwoman of the Republican conference in the House of Representatives. You're number three. Give me a break. So I sure hope she's going to get tossed out in 2002, but let's hope she doesn't last that long and that she gets hissed and booed enough that she finally decides she'd rather go home. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see. What I hate is what I hate, and I always will. What I hate is someone mad enough to kill.
Engineer, have we got somebody to put on? Okay, I think we're back here, folks. Engineer, put on our next guest, our next caller.
Not to barge in, but look at the time.
Hello? Let's see. This is, we're, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're with me. This is what Lou Dobbs, it must feel like to be Lou Dobbs.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Pat, Fort Worth.
Pat, okay, you're on the air, Pat. We're running out of time here. Give us a quick comment.
Okay.
How do you feel about everything you heard? Yep.
Well, I got something to help everybody out. There's a website called Conservapedia, and I put it in /Liz Cheney, and I got all kind of, I mean, a huge list of subjects and the latest news. And it's what it is, a conservative that tells you all about what the conservatives are saying. And there's another one that people need to look at. It's called NTDTV. It's Taiwanese.
Well, but I can't recommend it.
I can't remember.
Yeah, Pat is
you
right,
can't.
Folks. NTD stands for New Tang Dynasty, and the guy who founded it, his name was Tang. But that is started by some Chinese folks, but they put out the newspaper, the Epoch Times, EPOCH. I subscribe to it.
They
you
do?
Get a beautiful it, they are wonderful. Their channel, yes, we want to see more of the Epoch Times TV. You're right, Pat. Give us one more.
Well, they're saying call your cable company and ask them to be put them on. They will if you enough people call. Well, I don't watch cable TV, so that's for y'all. All right, I don't watch TV at all. And the other one is a YouTube channel, and it's called Valuetainment. Valuetainment.
Yes.
They're real
yeah,
good, too.
I watched that last night. I've been watching that. Now, folks, this is something what Pat is talking about. You're doing good research, Pat. We will be doing that here on this show. And you, folks, as you find alternatives, as you find good TV or good audio, let us know, or print. Let us know. We'll publicize it on this channel. And now, Pat, we're going to hang a couple people out to dry.
Okay.
Tom in Utah, we'll give Tom a rain check. And there's one other person that needs a rain check, and whoever you are, we'll give you a rain check, too. We'll see you all again next Sunday. This is after the impeachment trial. Wow, hold on to your hats, folks. See you next Sunday.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.